A cleaner future for an industrial river. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In Michigan, we have 12 toxic hotspots where pollution from the past is sticking around. They're called areas of concern. It can take decades to clean them up. We used to have 14 of these places, and so far only two sites have come off that list. The River Raisin could be next. Officials held a press conference at the Port of Monroe yesterday in front of cleanup crews working in the river.
We are heading to the finish line to complete the River Raisin Area of Concern cleanup. That is a big, big deal.
That's Cameron Davis. He's senior advisor to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy. Davis says this cleanup has taken 20 years.
These are enormously complex cleanups. We're dealing with contaminants that you can't see, you can't smell, you can't taste, and they move around, so it's a moving target.
In this case, the river was polluted with PCBs and heavy metals. John Allen directs Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes.
So the significance here is as a turning point for a major river in the Great Lakes, River Raisin, back from an old industrial heritage to one where fish now live and people can play and people can fish and people can enjoy it.
One of the reasons it's taken so long to clean this river up is a lack of funding until recently. Again, EPA's Cameron Davis.
With the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and such great support from both sides of the aisle, the funding is there. So that's part of why we're able to kind of punch the accelerator and get these cleanups moving.
He says the cleanup should wrap up by next month. Then there will be about 3 years of monitoring before the River Raisin can be taken off the toxic hotspot list. Thanks to Bryce Huffman for his help reporting this story. This is the Environment Report. The vast majority of climate scientists agree climate change is happening now, and it's mainly caused by people. A new study looks at how what middle school students believe about climate change is shaped by their teachers' own beliefs. Catherine Stevenson is the lead author. She's an assistant professor at North Carolina State University. So you studied kids and teachers in North Carolina, and 92% of the students had a teacher who believed climate change is happening. How strong of an influence did that have on their students' beliefs?
Well, it seemed to have a big influence, actually. Having a teacher that believes in climate change was almost as impactful as what students know themselves. So having a teacher that believes that climate change is happening was influential of students' beliefs that climate change is both happening and human caused.
And what did you find among the teachers in terms of the understanding of human causes of climate change?
We found that a very small percentage of students had teachers that actually think that climate change is predominantly caused by humans, even though 97% of climate scientists will tell you that's the case.
Right. You found just 12% of students had teachers who believe that climate change is mainly caused by people. How did that affect the students?
So that was the most important predictor, which is something that we've kind of been finding over and over with kids, which makes it a really cool thing. Among adults, what we're finding over and over is that people's perceptions of climate change really have very little to do with how much they understand the science. It has more to do with their political ideologies or what news sources they turn to. But with kids, it's less to do with these political ideologies and much more to do with their actual understanding of climate science. So yet again, in this study, we found that kids' understanding of the actual science of climate change seems to be the most important factor with forming how they think about climate change, where they think it's happening or in human caused.
Catherine Stevenson is an assistant professor in the College of Natural Resources at North Carolina State University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.